What do I need this for? Now the Eidim, we're talking about back to the Eidim. Once the Eidim are scared so much, maybe they'll say to themselves, for what purpose do I have to say the Eidim altogether? Maybe I'm better off not saying the Eidim at all. So he answered back, no, the Pasuk says, that if you did see Eidim, you know it, and you did not say it, you're over love, lo yagid. In other words, you have to say the Eidim now. We're only scaring you to make sure you can tell the truth. For going when we finish, maybe you could say now, like the Eidim will say, okay, but for what purpose do we have to come now to be mechayiv him, to say his chayiv misa? Let's leave him alone better. So Mora says, no, the Mishnah says, no, the Pasuk says, a Mishlei, when we destroy a Rasha, there's happiness. In other words, if a person deserves to be killed, there's a mitzvah like to kill him, so you should come and say your Eidim. We're only making sure that you're saying emes, you're not lying. But once you're saying the emes, you have a chiyuv like to say over the Eidim, and then when Beis Din kills the Eidim, or kills the person, there's considered arena. Here, now the Gemara explains, Tana Rabbanan, Kate said movement. What do you mean to say that maybe the person is just guessing or, you know, estimating it? Oimelem, we said to the Eidim, Shemakach Risim, maybe all you saw was like this. Shirots Echo Achachaveri, you saw the way Reuven was running after his friend, Lechub, into a haunted house. Verotzasta Machav, and you ran after Reuven. Umatzosem Saif Biyoda, you found Reuven holding the sword. Vidomoi Metaftaif, and the blood was dripping down from the sword. And Behorag Mefarfin, you saw this other person, Shimon, came out dead there. The murderer, like he was Mefarfin. Imkain, if so, so we say maybe that's all you saw. In other words, you did not really see the way Reuven killed him. You only saw now the way the person is dead and the way Reuven is holding the sword. And we tell the Eidim, Imkach Risim, if that's all you saw, Hishnala Risim Klum. That's not considered Eidim, with for that alone, you cannot say Eidim that Reuven killed. Tani learned like this. Omri Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Ere ben Echama, I should see comfort, which really means Lashon of a Shavua here, he meant to say, not like Swea, Im Larisi Echad, if I did not see one person, Shirots Achachaver Lechurba, that he ran after his friend to a ruin. For Ratisi Achav, I ran after him. For Raisi Sayyid Biyodai, I saw the way he had a sword in his hand, Vidom Mimataftaif, and blood was dripping from the sword. For Horoig Mefarfe, and it was a dead person there. The Amartila, I said to him, Rosha, Mihorgalazir, who killed this person? Mihorgalazir, Oyani, Oyata, did I kill him or did you kill him? In other words, to say, like, I know for sure you really did it, you really killed him. Avomeesa, but Yeshim Machetach said, what can I do? Shendimcha Mosabiyodi, that your blood is not handed over to me, I have no right to have you killed. In other words, I did not see the Eidim, I did not see clearly the way you killed him. Shayom Rhetoric, because the Torah says, Apishnayim made them Yuma Sameis, that we kill Eidim, we kill somebody upon the mouth of two witnesses, which means to say you have to see the action. But here that I did not see the action, I cannot say Eidim. But still, he said over Shim Machetach that Hayodeya Machshavis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that knows the person's thoughts, Yifram Yoisoish, he should take revenge upon you. Shara Geschaver, that you killed your friend. Omru was said that Lezoz Misham, that did not move from there, at Shabo Nochesh Vechishay, that a snake came and bit him, Umeis, and the person died. So Mori asked the question, is that right? Fahai Ba Nochesh, is he a person that's supposed to be killed with a Nochesh? Is this supposed to be his Misa? Omru Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, Omru Rabbi Yosef, Vechain Toni Devechiskiya, that Miyoim Shechor Vesemidosh, Afopisha Botla Sanhedrin, even though there's no more Sanhedrin Gedoila, are Bo Mises Le Botlu. But the Indian of killing somebody with Dawid Mises is not Botlu. For the Gemara Le Botlu is not Botlu. What do you mean? Vo Botlu. If we do not have the Sanhedrin now, the Sanhedrin does not give the Dawid Mises, so we do not have Dawid Mises today. So what do you mean to say it's not Botlu? So you meant to say Ela Din Arba Mises Le Botlu. The Din of Dawid Mises is not Botlu. Like Rashi says, Peronius Bede Shemayim had Brahma Le Mises Shechayiv Bo. That Minashemayim, they killed the person the way he was supposed to be killed. What does that mean to say? Mishin is chayev skila. Somebody is chayev to be skila, to be stoned. Or a noifu minagag, either Minashemayim will fall off a roof. Or a chayev dor sosay. Or else a chayev, wild animal, will trample over him. Mishnah is chayiv sreifa, someone is supposed to be burnt. Or noifa b'dleik, either will fall into a fire. Or nochash machish, or else a snake will burn him with his poison. So the kitzah, it's only if you chayiv sreifa that a nochash bites you. Now, Mishnah is chayiv hariga, somebody is chayiv hariga. So, that's herig, he's supposed to be killed with a sword. So, either to be given over to the king, or listen, or else the robbers will come and kill him with a knife. Mishnah is chayev chenik, someone's supposed to be strangled. Oy tadeyev enor, either he'll drown in the river, or meisbesar unuchi, he'll die with this type of death of starvation, of suffocation, he'll die. So churi hilchur, the person, he does not deserve to be killed from a nachash. In other words, stamer ritzeach is only chayiv sayif with a sword. And here the churi got a misav sreifa with a nachash burning him, so the churi wasn't mechayiv sreifa. Sakam, this person was killed through a type of a sreifa by a nachash. So Mura says, I'll tell you, hahu chet achriti habibay. He had another chet. He did a different aveira. That for that aveira was chayiv sreifa. And the Yamamar we learned, Mishnah is chayiv shtei misas bed. Not that somebody did two chatoim deserves to be killed twice. Shalachar is nidu mechamura. We give him the stronger amisa. So also, this person deserves sreifa from a different chet. Therefore, he received a me'ain sreifa on nachash biting him, and he did not receive something of a saif, just of a sword. Mumin. What does that mean? Bedimin the Foshat, the Gemara says, who do layam dinin? Is it only bedimin the Foshat that can't estimate something? Mashmud of abdinim mamnis abdinim, that bedimin mamnis, you could estimate something. Is that true? So if so, that's the ikhman Mishnah, then command to Rabacha. Mishnah goes like Rabacha. The Tanya run like this. Rabbi Ach Oimer, Gomol ha'ochor ben hagmalim. If you have one camel that's acting a little bit different than other animals, than other camels, his ochor is like back, which Rashi says means noishach, he's like biting. Or else Rashi says, when a zochor is living with a mate, he's called ochor. And so one animal is wild there. V'nimsa gomel horig b'tzidu, we find a dead animal next to him, a dead camel next to him. V'yaduish as a horger, we know he killed him. So you see, even though you did not see the camel kill, but you have the right to say this animal killed, and therefore will be mechayev the owner. So you see, igobos umdina badinin mamnis. So we ask the question, ulatayimich, like is that true what you're saying in our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, aid me p'yed, tiktonim dinin nefoshes. Who do I mean? Our Mishnah says that aid me p'yed is no good badinin nefoshes. So you want to tell me only Badina Nefashis? If you hear only over from an aid, it's no good. Ha Badina Mamnis Amrina, by Badina Mamnis, you want to say it is good. For your Tanam, we learned not like that, we learned before. Imamar, who? If the aid says that, who Amali, he said to me, Shani Chayv, that I owe the money, person money, Shani Chayv Ishplani. Or else Amali, Shu Chayv Loi. Or else Ish Plani Amali, a person told me, Shu Chayv Loi. That's called aid me p'yed, Liyama Klum, it means nothing. At Shuyayim until the Edom say that before anyone in front of us, Hoydoloi, Shuchayiv loy, Masayim Zuz, that the laver admitted that he owes the Malva $200. Psalm, what do we see? That even by Dina Mamnis, the Lachar is, Afagav, Depsilu Badina Mamnis, Amrina Bubadina Nefashis. Even though the Edom Piyed is possible by Dina Mamnis, I mean, still, the Mishnah says here Dina Nefashis. So it does not mean only Dina Nefashis, who are Dina Mamnis also is possible. So tell you, Rachinam here also. Afagav dipsilu b'dina mamnis, arminu b'dina nefashis. Even though Aymed is possible b'dina mamnis, the Mishnah happens to be talking about dina nefashis. But it could be who adin is possible here and possible there. So there's no clear proof in our Mishnah to Rav Acha, to Rav Acha. It could be our Mishnah also holds that Aymed is possible b'dina nefashis. Then have a Yodin. We say to them, do you know? Omri Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Chiya. Malamed, it comes to teach us these psukim, Shosa Kain behevel ochiv, chaburus chaburus. That Kain, when he went to kill Hevel, he made a lot of different wounds in him, and psias, a lot of different type of wounds, hits and wounds. Why? Shlohoy yodayim eichen neshama yetzah. Kain did not know how to kill Hevel, he did not know how to get his neshama out of him. Achigila tzavore. And so finally he realized he got to his neck. From Yavyu the bread of Chia. From this time when the earth opened up its mouth to receive the blood, received the blood of Hevel, from then on it did not open up anymore, the earth did not open up to receive any other blood. Means from the knaf of the earth, and not from the mouth of the earth. Hey, it's the mouth of the earth. It only says the edge of the earth, but not the mouth of the earth. Mashma, the mouth not open up. Eisvei havakasha, Chizkiya ochiv. Eisvei Chizkiya ochiv. Chizkiya's brother asked a question like this. So the pasuk says, "Vatiftachor et es piya." It said later on in Bamidbar, the earth opened up. So Malay answered back, "Leroa pischa, true for the bad, for the korach v'adosi it opened up, but the tayva lo pischa, for any good, it did not open up anymore. It did not open up." Yeah. V'yom Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chiya, golus, when the Kal Yisrael has to go into exile, is mechaperes ovoin machza. It's mechaper on half of a person's averus. Midlav afkal Kal Yisrael, any person has to go into golus, it's mechaperes ovoin machza, half of your averus. Mikora. Why? Because in the Mikora, at the beginning, it says, Voyisi novenoi, the kind should be have to wandering around. Well, at the end it says, Vayoshev Boretz Noid. He lived in the land of Noid. Rashi says the Pshat is Shekipulai Golos, because the Golos was Mechaper for him. That's why now he's able to live in the land of Noid. Yeah. Now the Pasuk says, Omer of Yehuda, Golos Mechaperes Shloish Dvorim. Going into exile is a forgiveness for three things. Shinem the Pasuk says, Koyimar Hashem, Hayoshev Bir Hazois. Whoever lives in this city, Yomus Becherif, he will die by the sword, Berov by a famine, Uvadever, and with a plague. Vayoitz, whoever goes out of the city, Benofal, El Akastim, fall into the Kastim, Hatzor Malechin, they will besiege you. Yichye, they will live, Voiseloi, Nafsher, Lesholol, and your life, like, will be given over to them as prey. So you see here that what, if they go to Golas, then it'll be Mechaper. I will save you from these three things, from cherub, from rov, and from dever. Rabbi Yechon says, "Golus mechaperos al akil." Going into exile forgives you for everything. Shneimar Pasuk says, "Koymar Hashem, kisvu es ish hazeh ariri." Write down this person should go childless. Gever lo yesliach biyomah. The person will not be prospering in his lifetime. Klay yesliach mizari. Won't have any prayer. Won't have any luck. Ish yoshev akisay David or Moshe loy Yehuda. Well, boss said the Golan, after he went into Golas, this is before he went into Golas, but after he went into Golas, the Pasuk says, after he went into exile, it says, B'nei Yechon Yosir, B'nei Shal Seal, B'nei Osir, Shibarta Imoi, the Beis HaSurim. That his mother became pregnant in jail. Yeah, Shal Seal, what does that mean? She's a Suel, El, that Hashem like planted him, Shalaika Derechan Ishtolim, not like other people that were planted. What does that mean? Gemiri, Shainisha Misaberis Mumet. The lady cannot become pregnant when she's standing up. And here, over here, he, she became pregnant when she was standing up.